We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Report. I'm Blair Andrews, finally joined by my co-host, Hassan Rahim. Hassan, good to have you back. How's it going?
Oh, good to be back, man. I'm really happy that you were able to hold it down in my absence. You had a lot of pretty solid guests. But I'm just excited to be back, man. This is, you know, week 18, whatever. But we all know, like, this is like the amuse-bouche for the FFBC playoff challenge. And heck, I mean, if you want to even rip some underdog drafts, I'm here for it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm open to that. This is the time of year when we get to talk about this crazy contest and participate in it. It's definitely one of the most fun formats, I think. So I'm excited every year for it.
Yeah, and I mean it's just a fun time, especially with trying to decipher the Boomer Opto. I've been dealing with a pretty horrible flu, so I spent some time, you know, with some of the sick diseased minds of the boomers as well. Like, it's a good way to get in there, you know what I mean? Like, you know how they're thinking, you know how they're feeling, and I can tell you right now, neurons aren't firing at anywhere close to 50%, let alone 100%. So, man, I'm in peak boomer opto shape right now.
All right, awesome. Yeah, for anyone watching, we are going to be discussing the boomer opto with the ship chasing guys on Tuesday night. So we don't want to give everything away today, but we are definitely going to get into some of the, I think, most likely scenarios and some of the best ways to play a lot of these situations. We have the entire NFC bracket, we know, and we know which teams are going to be on the AFC side, just waiting for this Buffalo and Miami game to wrap up to see who plays where. But yeah, I mean, I think the first way to kind of start talking about this contest and how you approach it is thinking about what scenarios you expect to play out, not only in terms of who you expect to see in the Super Bowl, but also any upsets that might happen. So, yeah, that's kind of my first question. What scenarios are you really looking forward to? What teams do you see being able to make a run, and what teams might surprise us?
Man, on the AFC side, I think it's fairly open shut book, right? A little bit in that, you've got three really solid teams in the Ravens, the Finns, and the Chiefs. And then just sort of the only team that could potentially make a surprise run there are like the Buffalo Bills, right? Mm-hmm. Like the Texans, the Browns, the Steelers. Like, I really think that when you start really digging in over here, the real scenario you have to plan for is, can anyone take down the Ravens right now? And the second scenario is, are the Chiefs a one and done team, right? Like, because they really haven't been in great shape. But that, I mean, the same thing can be said for a bunch of other teams, right? We haven't got to the NFC yet. So I really am going to be curious to see how this shakes itself out. I am going to be interested in where the Bills land, right? Like, if it's going to be Chiefs, Bills, like, how are you playing that? Because I have a weird feeling that Josh Allen can draw a lot of ownership.
Yeah, that is an interesting question. The Bills are kind of hard to play depending on how this game goes, because so many of their skill players have not necessarily been playing as well as we expect. You know, Diggs has not had a good game for a while. Gabe Davis has had a few blow up spots, but not much. James Cook has also been kind of the same, you know, a few blow ups and then nothing. So yeah, Allen, if you're thinking the Bills are going to win, if they get, if they end up with a 2 seed, or if you want them to upset whoever they face, if you want them to upset Kansas City, then I think Josh Allen is the kind of the only way to play the Bills. So if they end up looking like a popular upset pick, or if they win tonight, then I think that's probably right. Allen could draw some ownership.
I think they draw a lot of ownership, dude. I just have a weird feeling that people are gonna like the way I see it. I think 80% of the field's QBs are coming from the AFC, right? And I think it's gonna be one of the three: Lamar, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. Right.
That's the other guy that I think draws a lot of ownership, not only because, you know, it's Mahomes, but also because there aren't a ton of really interesting ways to play the Chiefs either outside of Rashee Rice. I think people are kind of souring on Kelce a little.
Yeah, but I expect Kelce to be like the highest owned tight end and the highest owned Chief. Like, I can see his like ownership pushing like 85%, right? Like,
wow.
Like, I haven't, like, so just a full disclosure, I haven't spot checked any of my ownership projections with bats. Typically, I'll go in and help him. I'll be another guy who will go in and do my own ownership projections as well. Just put him in there. Because I know he's also started running his own version of the Boomer Opt-in. I really don't want us to get, you know, to quote the Ghostbusters, to get
across the streams.
Yeah, that's right. Like I said, man, like my brain is just not there right now. But yeah, so I don't want to do that, right? So I think that there are interesting ways to play the Chiefs. I don't think Mahomes is like the best way to do it. Like, it's like you said, Rashee Rice is probably a good one, but I see a lot of people, like, I see Pacheco drawing a lot, I can see him being like, well, I need a running back, and then you put him in, right? Like,
yeah,
like, I don't see, like, I can't, like, you're not going to do that with any of the Baltimore backs, or you could if you wanted to. Because like one of the two running back spots is Christian McCaffrey, like just plug and chug, and that's it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the highest owned running back, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, right? Like with Diggs, and if you could actually do me a favor, my internet's like lagging. Could you like pull up his like weekly finishes for the season?
Yeah, I could. Who is this? Sorry, I was just looking at something else. It looks like, based on what I'm seeing, the Bills actually can't get the number 6 seed. If they win, they get the number 2. If they lose, they get number 7. So we won't see Bills Chiefs. Right.
Oh, yeah, you won't see Bills
Chiefs. Miami would get number 6 if the Bills win. But if Miami wins, you would see you would see the Bills at number 7 and the other team, Pittsburgh, at number 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez, right. Man, what on earth?
So that would be kind of interesting, but not necessarily what we want. Sorry, I'm trying to sign in because I didn't expect you to ask me this.
No, so. I mean, I guess the only reason I'm asking you is because I wanted to have a graphical representation for the visual list of watchers, and not, sure. And then for the audio listeners, you can go pull it up yourselves. But Diggs has been an abject disaster this season. I mean, man legitimately tanked a lot of really solid basketball teams and a lot of my dynasty teams, to the point where I've genuinely contemplated like full out retiring from dynasty. Like, This is not a joke. I genuinely bricked all my leagues, and my two third place games, I also bricked those. And I genuinely thought about, like, this might just have to be the end of the road for me, because I just can't come this close and just can't have nothing to show for it. But just if you guys are watching this Bills Miami Dolphins game, but this is sort of why I really think Josh Allen will grab this ownership, is because his passing has been I'm trying to think of like the best possible way to explain this, but he's been like probably a flaming bag of dog shit to the air. He's been really making hay on the ground, right? Like he really has been, right? Like even now, and this is where I think a lot of people are going to talk themselves into Josh Allen as a quarterback, because he's got the Konami code upside. He's like their main weapon in the red zone. And then he's, you know, what if the Bills can go on a run, right? And then you got enough people thinking that. And that's where I really think like Allen's going to draw this ownership. And yeah, this is like the Diggs finishes. I mean, just look at this, man. Since week 10, he's just been like literally half the season. He's been a wide receiver 3 or worse. And this isn't even like wide receiver 3 or worse. Like, this is unusable. These are unusable scores.
Like less than 9 points in 6 out of 7 games since
it's ridiculous. Week 10. Like a good game was like 20 points, right? Like, and that came before the bye against Philly, who's got like a really poor defense. I mean, and that's kind of like, again, a little bit of an understatement, because they got carved up by the New York Giants today before having to pull their starters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I do think that we do have a couple of items of note, like at least news to like discuss, at least how this is going to impact our the playoff challenge. And this is both on the NFC side.
Yeah.
First off was we discussed this in our private chat, but Sam Laporta got hurt. He limped off, and they're saying it's not serious, which is good, but I think that'll keep his ownership a little lower.
Right. Yeah. I didn't see any news on his injury thing. I'm reading, it's like he might actually miss some time, status in doubt for the playoff opener, likely to miss time after suffering hyperextended knee injury. So yeah, Laporta, I think, This brings up a good question, and it's kind of related, I guess, to...
Wait, he might miss the first game?
Yeah.
At that point, he's just a bad pick at that point.
Yeah, it seems like not only is that pretty... Like, that's bad for Detroit, but also, can you play a guy like Laporta knowing he's going to miss a game? Like, it's different than playing players from a team that has a first round bye, because you know you'll get at least one game from those guys. You know you'll get at least one game from Lamar Jackson and Christian McCaffrey and stuff. With a guy who's going to miss the first game, like Detroit might lose, and Sam Laporta gives you zero, even if the plan is to play.
Yeah, like he's not a good the whole thing is, with at least with Detroit, there's several really like everyone and their mother is going to want to play Amon-Ra St. Brown. Right, like it's impossible. I mean, after today, it's impossible. Mm-hmm. A couple of wide receivers who just, I already had them catching so much ownership, but like, there's no way CeeDee Lamb and Amon-Ra St. Brown, like CeeDee is going to be on like 85% plus of roster. Like, he is going to be the highest rostered cowboy, right?
I think he could be the highest rostered player.
Player, yeah. Exactly. Maybe
apart from McCaffrey.
Although, yeah, no, it'd be CMC.
San Francisco has other interesting guys, whereas Dallas really doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. Like Dallas only has the one. Right? And then I think you're going to see people trying to get a little bit cagey, and they might get – this is where it sucks, right? Because I think even in tight end premium, like, the good leverage play would have been to not play Laporta. Although, as much as I love him, right? Because I think the interesting way to play Detroit would have been via the running game, either through Montgomery or Gibbs. And I think a lot more people are going to be gravitating towards Montgomery, in my opinion. But like both of those guys are going to be fairly low. I mean, like, this is the issue now with Sam Laporta. So Sam Laporta's status is going to be something to worth mentioning. And then also, like, how do you play him in a potential one and done scenario if he's going to be used as a probably as a decoy, right?
Yeah, yeah, right. If he does play, yeah. I think, I mean, given the fact that his status seems to be in question, and even if he does play, it's not clear he will be used that much. If he's not 100%, kind of becomes unplayable in this contest, like you said. Now, if you're talking about a lot of ownership gravitating to Amon-Ra, and we could get Jahmyr Gibbs at like sub 10%.
Oh, easy sub 10%, dude. I've got him probably.
How interested are you in Gibbs at that ownership level?
Damn, we're already talking about, I mean, we'll probably bring this up again on the show with the ship chasing guys, but like, I was going to say that he's probably my favorite leverage play in the entire tournament, right?
Yeah, I think I probably would agree with that. If where you're thinking ownership kind of coalesces on Detroit is right. Perhaps with Laporta out, you see more people gravitating toward Gibbs and Montgomery.
I think that's going to be kind of contingent upon how you build
whether
your
he
roster,
plays or not,
right? Well, yeah, I think, or even just with the news on him is, right?
Yeah.
Like if we hear tomorrow it's not bad and he's going to play, then I'd rethink that. But like, I'd still be very in on Gibbs.
Right.
Right. Just as a pure leverage play. Cause there's like, the thing is, there's just not, like, there's a handful of interesting running backs, right? Like, you got the Miami Dolphins, you got HN, right? Like, that's probably how you want to play the fit. Like, that's probably the way you want to pay the Fins from a leverage perspective, right? Yeah. You don't want to play Singletary from the Texans. Remember Damian Pierce, RIP. I don't think you want to be, I don't think people really want to play any of the Browns, right? I think it's going to be Njoku or it's going to be through Jerome, like, you don't really want to play Jerome Ford, right? I think Cleveland Browns are going to be a fairly popular soft fade. Buffalo's got James Cook, who's a fine running back. But again, like I said, I think Josh Allen's going to catch most of that ownership. Like, Pittsburgh Steelers are definite hard fade, right? I actually think that, like, Tampa Bay are going to be the hard fade on the NFC side, not Green Bay.
Interesting. Yeah, they face Philadelphia in the first round. They are already home dogs by 2.5 points, I think. You know, obviously today they only put up 9 points, and which was more than the Eagles put up, right? But still, did not look good. Obviously, the other big news item that we need to discuss is AJ Brown, who also hurt his knee.
Yeah, he was down holding it, right?
Right.
And we haven't heard anything.
It didn't look good. I've seen some speculation that it wasn't an ACL type of injury. People are suggesting MCL sprain. Somebody has reported he avoided an ACL tear, but that's kind of all we know. So his status also is kind of up in the air. Obviously, if he doesn't play, I mean, you would think he'd probably pull the most ownership.
Yeah, by far on the Eagles.
So how does then his
you're probably left with
things?
Swift? I mean, no, then you're probably left with Devonta Smith, right?
Devonta Smith, you could play Swift, I guess. You could play Goddard. I think some people will gravitate toward that. I wonder how much having Brown out makes Hurts a more popular play and kind of pulls ownership away from some of the other QBs that would have gotten up into the, I mean, like you're talking, you know, Lamar's probably
going to catch 65%. Okay.
I don't know if I'd say it's that high just because
you don't think so.
He's a quarterback. So I think you don't, I don't know.
Yeah. But he's also a quarterback who people are going to be mentally penciling in for three games. Right.
True. True. I think it's a little harder, I would guess, to get to something that high for a position where you can literally only play one, you know, versus wide receiver where you could roster, I don't know, six of them.
Four. You can get four. No, six, right?
Yeah. So that's kind of why I think he doesn't maybe get up to 65, but I mean, you know, we're talking a different, you know, is it 45 or is it 65? Doesn't really.
Yeah, but I wonder how much. I think
that's still a big amount.
I really wonder how much ownership Goddard's going to catch in the event that AJ Brown has to. This AJ Brown news is going to bring, because he's probably going to play, man. I mean, if he's okay,
right.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Well, one thing we could do, they don't have a player pool in the FFPC challenge yet because we're still waiting for
I'm looking to see what AJ Brown's stats are. Sorry, no, Goddard's stats are without AJ Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Because that would be interesting.
That would be interesting. Well, you pull that up. I'm going to try and pull up this spreadsheet that we can use to track picks and put a team together.
So in split, come on, this doesn't make any sense. So when AJ Brown plays, Goddard's actually better. He scores more PPR points. He has like one more reception. He's got one more target, one more receiving yards.
I don't think that's that surprising, actually.
Makes sense.
I mean, AJ Brown is the type of player who elevates that whole offense, but also, you know, when he's on the field, it obviously opens up things for other receivers. So, I mean, that's another question. Tampa Bay obviously did not look great, but if the Eagles are playing without AJ Brown.
Yeah, they've also got a really poor defense, though, right?
Yeah. Well, but yeah, both teams.
Both sides do. Yeah, I think that's going to be that's interesting, right? Because, like, this is where I keep going back and forth on the last hard fade, right? Is like, you think it should be the Packers, but I think it was going to be like the Bucks. Like, I was convinced it was going to be the Bucks, but like, not thinking on it, like, yeah, you could probably play Evans and get like a one-off blow up game.
One and done, yeah.
One and done, and then you make your Packers a hard fade.
Right? I do think Evans is an interesting way to play it. I think you talk about running backs who could pull ownership, and there aren't a lot, but Rashad White is a guy who's played well recently, who I can see just a lot of people clicking his name kind of by default because there's not really anyone else on Tampa Bay. Maybe a Tampa Bay soft fade makes sense. I mean, their kicker was the hero today. We talked about Jahmyr Gibbs at running back as a good leverage play. I want to kind of lock that in and see how we can kind of build around that, because that's interesting.
That's a fun one, right? And then yeah. If you don't, like, do you want to eat like the HN chalk?
Yeah, sure. So,
so we can play around with it, right? Like, so let's just let's lock in our fades first, I think.
Yeah, I mean, obviously,
Pittsburgh.
You want to fade Pittsburgh.
Which this is going to be an interesting,
one. Way to play Pittsburgh, because they're going to be the most popular fade, obviously.
Yeah, Jalen Warren probably.
Jalen Warren. I mean,
and if you're shooting for like ceiling, probably George Pickens.
Right. If you assume they're either going to play Buffalo, no, sorry, they're either going to play Miami or Kansas City, right? So in either case, they are probably. Well, I don't know. It doesn't look good in either case, right? Do you in any of those cases, do you think maybe Deontay Johnson or George Pickens has a big game in a loss? Because I don't think you play for Pittsburgh to win either of those games.
Yeah, but then if you're picking Pittsburgh, then who do you not want, right? Like, is it Houston?
Right. Houston's another interesting one. I mean, they're probably going to be a popular soft fade, I would think. Nico Collins is interesting, but I don't really see him getting more than 15 or 20%
ownership. Yeah. Yeah. I actually think Cleveland's going to be the popular soft fade, right? Okay. So I do
Cleveland bet defense. Yeah.
Cleveland defense, right?
Yeah.
So Cleveland defense becomes your soft fade.
Right.
And then, you're kind of backed into Nico Collins. That's where I think like Nico is going to still catch quite a good chunk of ownership, man.
Can you play? I mean, if you're playing, who does Houston play? They play Cleveland, right? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, are there scenarios where you see Houston winning that game? It's probably not that far fetched. They're at home.
I actually think I'd see Houston winning that game, right? So then you probably get two games out of Nico.
Yeah. So you could play Nico. I wonder if you can. Like, how crazy is a CJ Stroud lineup?
Oh, pretty crazy.
I mean,
how crazy is a Dalton Schultz lineup?
Dalton Schultz, yeah. Maybe not that crazy. It's hard to see Schultz. Man, I mean, I just don't want to play anyone on the Texans if it's not Stroud or Collins.
All right.
I also want to fade them. But I don't know. What's your estimation for Collins ownership? Let's pencil him in.
At 35%.
35%. Wow. Okay. I mean, the nice thing about this, I think, is that you don't really have to get that crazy. You don't have to do a contrarian play at every
spot. No, not at every spot. You can play
some chalk and still have a unique lineup and still have a lineup that's contrarian enough. Like, yeah, even with if we're with Achan and Gibbs, I think we could eat some CD Lamb or McCaffrey if we want.
Yeah, I was going to say I wanted to get your take here on who our other hard fade is, right?
Yeah.
Is it an NFC team? Let's start there, right? Right, because I actually think that the way most people play this is they split the hard fades, one AFC, one NFC, and then they split the soft fades, one AFC, one NFC, right?
Right. And that makes sense. That's probably the smart way to do it too, right?
That's probably is, right? And if you want to differentiate a lineup, you could probably hard fade two from the same conference, right? Like, let's say you're hard fading the Steelers and the Browns, right?
Right. Right.
And then you soft fade another AFC team, right? Like, let's say the Texans, you can pick Cammy Fairbairn or something, right?
Yeah.
And you just pick a bunch of skill guys.
Right. Yeah. Obviously, somebody's going to win
that out. Yeah.
Between Houston and Cleveland. So I think if you are hard fading Cleveland, you want to pick a skill position player from Houston. And you want to pick somebody who's going to play well in a win. So Collins makes sense in that scenario. Singletary probably makes sense there.
Oh, yeah. I have no interest in Singletary, man. Singletary versus that like run defense makes no sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's going to get you like 3 points.
Well, no, actually, Cleveland's a lot better against the pass. They've been vulnerable against.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is that like? I wonder if Cleveland just wins.
I mean, if you think the matchup is too tough for Collins and he's going to get more ownership than I think, then I'm fine taking him out of this one.
Yeah, I'm thinking on. All right, so we can think on this. All right, so who's our second fade? Is it like the Bucks or is it?
I think it's got to be the Bucks or the Packers, right?
Right, yeah. Because historical anomalies are saying this in the chat, but it's like Aaron Jones versus Rashad White is a very fun discussion, right? Like Jones has been pretty good when coming back since he's rejoined the team. I do think that Jaden Reed is interesting, but you know the odds that he goose eggs you and then is eliminated is pretty high, right? There's just nothing worse. You really do need, like, when you're picking these teams, like, you do need one guy to just, in a dying effort, just to go the fuck off.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing that, you know, we kind of saw it, obviously, Tampa Bay didn't need to score today against the Panthers, but if the Eagles have A.J. Brown out and are not necessarily playing that well, which we've seen before today, for instance, but even in games that mattered more, we've seen them kind of fall flat. I wonder if that ends up being a low scoring game that the Bucks lose anyway. Like that's not, I don't think a too far-fetched.
No, thing. I like I'm with you. I really would like to just fade the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah,
I
have
no
interest. All right. Let's fade the Bucks then.
Yeah. So I wanted to get, all right. So I have actually, I wanted to get your take on the Rams, right? Because I think Puka Nacua is going to probably draw the most Los Angeles ownership. I think Kyren is a really interesting leverage play.
Playing right. The Lions in round one.
Yeah.
I do like Kyren. I kind of had expected he would be the highest owned, the most rostered.
It's tough, player. Right? It's right. Tough.
The Lions are not bad against the run. They are really bad against the pass. So on the one hand, that makes it you want to play guys like Puka and Cooper Kupp more.
Mm-hmm.
How many people will have that same thought, though?
I mean, everybody, dude. And that's why like I was just like circling back to like Kyren because he gets so much usage in the passing game.
That's true, too. Yeah. I'm definitely good with Kyren if you...
God, what is this boomer ass? Yeah, I mean, I'm also fine if you want to switch HN out for Tyreek, right? Like,
we are getting pretty, like, obviously, we don't have any ownership projections here, so we can't see exactly how it looks. But so far, it seems like we're going a little bit off the board.
You know? And if you want to go truly, like, if you want to really
avoiding Amon-Ra, avoiding Tyreek,
We could probably, in all honesty, we could play Amon. No, I don't want to play Amon Ra. We could play CD. We can play Tyreek, and then we could probably fade CMC for Ayuk.
I do like playing CD Lamb. I think.
I just think it's so hard to not play him right now.
Exactly. He's the kind of player who, you know, Dallas wins three games and he scores so much that you can't win without him.
Yeah. Tyreek?
No, CD Lamb.
Oh, God, man. Sorry, this is my brain on 102 right. Fever.
All right. You wanted to remove A-Chain?
Yeah, if you want to shove in Kyren, right?
Right. And...
Wow, cool. Two running backs from the same game. What a great idea.
Oh, man, I didn't even notice that.
Run will be established in Detroit, right? It's fine. We can tweak this.
Yeah, we'll mess with this as we get it. All right, and then yeah, if we're doing this with Lamb, then you say we fade
CMC for Ayuk, right?
Yeah. Now the question is also who do we want at quarterback? Because if you are playing Lamar, that's the obvious way to go. If you're not, then Purdy is pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen maybe makes some sense. Mahomes maybe makes some sense. I do really like Rashee Rice in this contest, even though he's probably going to be, what would you guess, 20 or 30%?
Yeah, I think that's fair, but I think it would be, we got to figure out what tight end looks like for us first, right?
Right, yeah, that's another good question because there aren't a lot of cool, really interesting tight ends.
I mean, Dallas Goedert's an interesting one, right?
Goddard's interesting. I think if you're fading Lamar Jackson, you can definitely make a case for Isaiah Likely.
Yeah.
Just with how well he's been playing lately. The only
if you're fading Lamar, is, though.
Well, I mean, there has been talk of Mark Andrews coming back in the playoffs, so you might not even get likely as the starter.
A real long shot. It's a real long shot that he does anything before the Super Bowl, and even then, he's probably an inactive.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Who? I mean, Njoku is going to be probably the most popular player on the Browns.
But I think it would be a good. I think he's actually a good pick for this team.
Njoku.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I do like some David Njoku. Oops.
Crazy that he actually started. Crazy that he actually started banning out.
I know he just needed Joe Flacco.
All it took was Joe Flacco, man. Dude, it was like it's like Deshaun Watson never existed. Like, what happened?
Right.
Dude, he went from being one of the most exciting young quarterbacks in the NFL to like an obvious like nonsense issue with him, and then when he came back, it wasn't like, oh, remember this. It was like, oh my god, who the hell is this?
Yeah, yeah, it's bad.
It was like the Hello Human Resources meme. All right, for kicker and defense, right? So this is where we're gonna be fading. For this kicker,
we do need to think about the soft fades. And I mean, I think if you are, I mean, you're hard fading Tampa Bay, so you probably won't.
Yeah. So I mean, the issue is we've now begged ourselves to one of Nico or David Collins. I mean, or Nico Collins or David Njoku going through, right? So do you think it makes more sense to go?
Oh, right. Good point.
Right.
Yeah. So Cleveland D is going to be popular, but who's Cleveland's kicker?
I don't know. Let me look it up.
They're not going to be popular. We don't even know their name. I'm sure I know who it is, but I just can't remember which team's kickers are on anymore. This is good radio.
No, same. Same. Actually, this is sort of why we need to bring back basketball with kickers and defenses.
Exactly.
Like the
whoever the Browns kicker is, I think he might be a good play.
Yeah, I'm just pulling it up. this is pathetic. We should know this. I don't even know, man.
Now,
Riley Patterson. That doesn't sound right.
That kind of does sound right. I'm gonna write it. We'll see. Now the other question.
Are you sure it's not Dustin Hopkins?
No, but.
No, it's him. It's Riley Patterson.
Okay.
What happened to Dustin Hopkins?
He's not on their team anymore. Yeah, Riley Patterson.
No, he is. What happened to him?
Is he?
I think he was rested. So he was injured. So he was rested.
He was rested. Yes, because he was injured. Good.
Yeah, that's exactly. Thanks, Henry. Hopkins could be the kicker. He is currently injured. Thank you. Yeah, that was what I was just looking up.
That's they should use team kicker. Exactly.
In the FFPC. I don't know. I kind of like that the FFPC makes you pick a kicker. I remember the old best ball, I forget how many rounds there were for the Slims. There were like 28 rounds. Yeah, the old 28-round draft.
Oh, yeah, for the Slims.
Yeah, right. We had to actually pick the kickers and the defenses. Yeah, we
still have those, but I think
they still have those.
They're not very popular anymore.
Yeah, that's sad. It just there was just something really fun, you know, going on Twitter and like watching people like talk about how they had like, I can't believe I got this kicker in like the 8th round. It's like, bro, there's like 28 rounds. What are you doing? And then the funniest is when like people are like picking like. Spending like 12th or 13th round picks on kickers and they just get cut. Oh, well, it's not funny when it happens to you, but it's just funny in general.
That's true. I mean, it's interesting because that's another. I mean, that, yeah, having the kicker in there and the defense are just two easy ways to kind of give yourself an advantage just by drafting the right number. Like, there are not many other positions that are like that where you just.
Yeah.
You take three and you're good, and you already have expected, you know, plus 1% advance rate or win rate.
Yeah, it's so much fun. I still play some cash from time to time. My cash rate's gone up absurdly, an absurd amount, but like I'd rather have a week 17 sweat. Anyway,
there you go. Now, we do have to think about defense. And with, I mean, Green Bay playing against Dallas, they're not probably going to score a lot of defensive points. So are you going Jaden Reed? Are you going Aaron Jones in that matchup?
I'm almost thinking like, is Buffalo a good soft fit?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting too. I mean, obviously,
or is Miami a good soft fade, right? Like one of these two teams is a soft fade.
Well, if Miami wins, they'd be playing Pittsburgh. If Buffalo wins, they'll be playing Pittsburgh. And we're already hard fading Pittsburgh.
Shit.
So that's kind of the question. If Buffalo
wins, then I almost wonder if Nico Collins is even worth having on the roster.
Right.
Because he's the one you can Then you put Cleveland DSC as the thing, and then you can make Cammy Fairbairn the other kicker.
So then you have the soft fade from the same game, though.
Yeah.
You just want to fade that game entirely?
Yeah. Is this game is going to happen in Cleveland, right?
Yeah.
All right. Time to scout the weather.
Somebody's going to win, though. It's not going
to end in a tie. Somebody has to win. Yeah, but the question is like, will it be like a 9-3 win? Like,
yeah. But the point is, you're going to get two games out of one of these teams.
That's true. Shit.
So Buffalo is an interesting play.
So this is going to be, they're going to play next Sunday, right?
I think so.
Oh God, this is just, we're just so ready for this, you guys. I'm pulling this up right now. Hang on, wild card.
Can you play Kansas City defense? They've been like weirdly good. But could they lose to, like if Buffalo wins, could Kansas City lose to Miami? Yes.
No. Definitely. What? Kansas City lose to Miami? Yeah. Yeah, bro. Yeah. All right. So the forecast for next weekend in Cleveland, rain, snow, wind on Saturday, mostly cloudy, wind on Sunday, and then snow on Monday. Choose your poison.
I think, yeah, right. I don't know. I think because of the way our team is set up right now, defense has to be Green Bay, but we might want to.
Yeah, Henry's making a good point about David. Yeah, Henry's making a good point about Njoku, man. Like, I think we were right the first time with having Njoku on there, and then we can move Nico Collins.
They're not playing in Cleveland. They're in Houston. That's right.
Oh, they're in Houston?
No, Cleveland is favored, but they're playing in Houston.
Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, that's why we're confused.
Yeah, though, there's some good comments here. Like if you think Cleveland is winning, I'd go Njoku. Cleveland to Houston. Yeah, Houston is very bad versus the DE.
Cleveland at Houston. Yeah. I kind of like the, all right. So how about this? How about we put Njoku back in and Fairbairn at kicker.
Yeah.
Take Nico out.
See ya.
And then we can still think about defense. Maybe Houston defense is actually a little bit more interesting because they might not be a very popular defensive pick.
Yeah. And you kind of want to play the defense at home.
And I don't know that you want to play a defense facing Dallas at home.
Yeah. I mean, Henry's right. Like how many people are going Lamb? Like 95%. Yeah, man. Like right. Lamb is going to be the chalk pick of the year, dude. Like the common, Rams at Detroit is going to be fun. Yeah, we're trying to, like, we're going with Kyren Gibbs there right now. So we're kind of thinking through it again a little bit. I do think getting rid of Nico there would be good.
Yeah, we took Nico out. We've got Houston Texans DST in now, and I guess we're talking a kicker. I do know the name of. I guess we're talking Green Bay kicker, but we can change that. We could do.
Yeah.
We could do. That,
that's a Mason Crosby?
No.
Oh my God. What are we? It's Anders Carlson.
Yeah.
Now we're just making up names, man.
I think he's related to the other Carlson.
Daniel Carlson?
Yeah. The Raiders Carlson.
Wow. King family.
Yeah.
Carlson is GB kicker. Yeah. Was trying to do some observational humor, which was not very funny. All right. So, all right, let's just figure this out. Do CMC or to not CMC?
Now, yeah, that is a question. It is a question. The other question is to Lamar or not to Lamar.
Yeah, so now we're in I don't know, man. Like, I don't think I really think that not playing Josh Allen is a way to go, right? I think Lamar would be fine, but I also really want to play Zay Flowers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then the question is do we not play CD and then play Dak? And then we're really off the beaten path.
That's true. It's and then hard to come up with.
We're either solo shipping or we're getting solo shipped out by the end of week one, right?
It's hard to think of scenarios where Dallas does well and Dak, right, and Lamb doesn't play well enough that you wouldn't just prefer him over Dak, right?
Right, that's the issue. There are scenarios for Tyreek. There are scenarios.
I think it's the same with Lamar. Like, it's hard to see the Ravens doing well and him not having good games.
Yeah.
So if you don't play Lamar, maybe you're playing Ravens fade.
Actually, you know what I'm reminded of right now? Like genuinely, and this is going to take us back. It's like the year Lamar won the MVP.
Yeah. And then
and then we made like a bunch of lineups with the ship chasing bros, and we had like all of them were like Lamar locked in a quarterback, and I fought for like one Mahomes lineup, and the one Mahomes lineup was the one that did well.
Yeah. And Lamar lost to the Titans
in week one.
Game. Yeah.
I almost wonder if we just play like again, but... I almost feel like, do we play Mahomes here?
I don't hate that. I don't hate Mahomes here.
Yeah, Henry, Philly has been so bad. I wonder if the Bucs beat them. Yeah, we discussed that. And we're currently got the Bucs in as like a hard fade. And like, we can be talked into making this like a Green Bay hard fade. Mahomes has also been very terrible. I agree, man. Like, I just really want to play Rashee Rice and call it a day at that. But like, I'm just trying to think of ways we could make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, let's do what we want to do. We want to play Rice. That's what we're gonna do.
Yeah, we want to play Rice. All right.
Now, I think you could do Purdy at QB, or you could just eat the chalk with Lamar at QB,
or Josh Allen.
Yeah,
and then we're those Josh Allen slappies.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, David Philippi, maybe Jake Elliott. Yeah, but then I don't know if I want a soft fade Philly. Not when I've got like not when we need like skill players out of them. Like, there's like a handful of interesting ones that I actually don't mind rostering.
So, see, I think Philly's kind of, I mean, yeah, I don't mind putting in like Devontae Smith or Goddard or.
Yeah. Like, I'm interested in, I'm not really all that interested in the running back.
Sure.
Schedule is out. How many teams are you planning on doing? I've never actually played this contest and I have done the NFC. Yeah. The NFC one's different. We don't know how many teams we're planning on doing yet.
Yeah, don't know.
Oh, Houston and Cleveland. Houston, the first game out.
Oh, okay.
4:30 on Saturday. All right.
No, Cleveland and Houston. We're going to get that wrong until, I don't know, until the game kicks off.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think obviously the question is CMC, question is Lamar. Those are the two, I think, really important questions.
Yeah. So I think we can, if we don't play CMC, I think we can play Lamar and be okay with it, right? Like, you put in, like, Brandon, here, look. Like, and if you really want to get, like, does it have to be Brandon Ayuk? It could also potentially just be Deebo Samuel, right?
Yeah, I like Ayuk.
I prefer Ayuk as well, right? But then what are we doing with Buffalo, right? Because now we've sort of backed ourselves into playing them. But like, playing Zay Flowers and Josh Allen, then we probably should play CMC.
Right. Yeah, if you're going to play Josh Allen. Right. That's the other thing, is the Bills become harder to play if you're not playing Josh Allen. Because I don't feel great about Diggs. I mean,
that's why I almost wonder if, like, if we move the kicker to Cammy Fairbairn and then you play the Buffalo defense.
The only thing about playing the Buffalo defense is, I mean, it depends, right? Well, it's hard to know because we don't know who's going to win this game. If the Bills lose, then they go to Miami and probably lose that game. And yeah, that's fine. Then you'd want Buffalo defense. If they win, they get Pittsburgh, and then you want a skill position player from.
Although Diggs is lighting it up tonight. He's got 5 for 75.
He only lights it up against Miami. But yeah, that's good to see. I mean, Allen, you know, Mahomes has looked awful. Allen has looked pretty awful too. Like we said, Buffalo is a team that I would really want to soft fade, but I don't want to soft fade. I don't want to fade teams from the same game, right? So if we're hard fading Pittsburgh, I think we need, you know, assuming Buffalo can win this game, then I think we need to have a skill position player. But maybe, you know, they're losing at halftime, so I don't know.
So let's just go with the assumption that Buffalo's going to play Miami next week, right?
Yeah. All right. So what if we do, are you thinking Jaden Reed or Nico Collins?
Jeez, man. Probably Nico.
Okay. So let's do Bills D and Nico Collins. That gives us probably Devontae Smith.
Do you want to go Devonta Smith or would you rather go Dallas Goedert? I'll leave that up to you. I think I prefer Smith.
I think I prefer Smith, but I don't love any of them, if I'm being honest. I mean, part of the problem is you can definitely see Philadelphia losing that game if A.J. Brown doesn't play, maybe even if he does play.
Yeah.
So you don't feel great about playing Jalen Hurts, but he's really the only guy on the team that I think is at all attractive to me.
I almost think, yeah, I was actually going to say, do you want to play Jalen Hurts in the quarterback spot and then move Devonta Smith out to Zay Flowers? But that's like...
And then CMC, you know, instead of Ayuk.
Yeah, but like that seemed like such a shit, you know, bunch of changes. Like it feels like we're taking major L's everywhere when we do that. Like you're taking on a whole bunch of risk for not much upside.
Right.
Because I guess what I'm trying to say is, if the Eagles go out within two games, like what are we doing then? Like you just say dead.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. It wouldn't be that, you know, strange to see them play only one game. I mean, traveling to Tampa Bay with potentially no AJ Brown, they haven't looked good in a lot of games. They're not a team I necessarily want to bet on heavily. I think you could make a case for Philadelphia soft fade or maybe even hard fade.
Yeah, that's kind of what David was saying. If you're doing a bunch of these, you should probably occasionally be a soft fade.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, Jake Elliott's a pretty good pick. I'm not gonna lie, he's a pretty good kicker.
Yeah, I mean, would you prefer something like Elliott and Jaden Reed over Smith and Carlson?
Nah, I kind of like it this way.
Now, the other thing that's kind of interesting is we've mentioned it. We get Gibbs and Kyren, two running backs from the same game. I mean, on the one hand, it's kind of a way to guarantee that you have a running back in the second round, but it's also a way to guarantee that you lose one of your running backs. So,
yeah.
So I don't completely know how I feel about it. Obviously, if the Rams win, they'd face the 49ers unless Green Bay beats Dallas, which is probably not going to happen. And then if Detroit wins, they would get probably Dallas.
Yeah, and that's like kind of the game because, again, Dallas is sort of a poorish run defense. I mean,
and that would be a game with a lot of points. That would be a game where you can see Gibbs having a really big game there. So,
yeah.
I mean, Gibbs is... He, like we said at the top, he might be my favorite play in this contest.
Yeah, like he's – but I really do think Henry – I think TB has a better shot to beat Philly than GB does. I think GB should be the hard fade. Yeah, I can actually see your point. Actually, you know, I do see his point if you want to – yeah, do bad Laporta. Yeah, we mentioned that at the top. We were just saying that it sucks that Laporta got hurt. Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind hard fading. I mean, realistically, all we're doing is just shot.
I know it's still a soft fade for
Tampa Bay. But yeah, I think it make my maybe it makes a little bit more sense just from a kicking perspective, like to have more kicker points, right? Like it kind of doesn't matter for us, right? Like,
right? Yeah. I guess you could get like. Now you have a question between, I don't think I've spelled that name right. Now you have a question about Devontae Smith versus Mike Evans or
Rashad
White.
Well, I'm kind of happy with the way it looks right now, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
We could probably bring this lineup back up during ship chasing and see what those guys think.
Definitely. Yeah, I like this lineup. I think it makes sense. I'm just, you know, it's hard to tell with the schedule, but you do kind of want to double check to make sure you don't have high value players who are like definitely facing off. Like, you know, I don't exactly know how you can do that because we do have two running backs facing each other. I'm still not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah, Pittsburgh is yet to be. I mean, so Pittsburgh is the other game on Saturday.
Yeah,
they're either playing Miami or Buffalo. Pittsburgh is playing either Miami or it's going to be Buffalo, Kansas City, right? So
no,
because
Pittsburgh, Buffalo can't get the sixth seed. It'll be Miami, okay. Kansas City, or Miami, Pittsburgh. If Buffalo Miami, wins, Kansas City.
Okay,
right. If Buffalo wins, it would be Buffalo, Pittsburgh, and
just
Miami, Kansas City. If Miami wins, it'll be Miami, Buffalo, Kansas City, Pittsburgh.
Just the way this is written is really odd.
So there is a chance that Kansas City plays Pittsburgh, which, yeah, fine. I don't see the Steelers beating the Chiefs either.
Yeah.
I mean, the Chiefs haven't looked good, so who knows?
Yeah, but neither are the Steelers. They've just really lucked out.
I know. I wonder, I mean, the other thing is TJ Watt hurt. That kind of maybe changes your outlook for the Steelers' ability to
stop
Mahomes. But I mean, how interested are you in like Jalen Warren and a Kansas City soft fade if that matchup happens?
I'd have to be doing a lot of teams, man.
Yeah. I think, I mean, if you're doing a lot of teams, maybe having one of those where you play for Pittsburgh to upset Kansas City is not a terrible idea.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think I'm happy with this team. Like we've kind of been mentioning, without knowing the exact AFC bracket, it's kind of hard to say.
We'll definitely bring this conversation forward on ship chasing. We're going to be kicking off the festivities on Tuesday. I believe one fifth of our five man crew has a pretty big sweat tomorrow for a national championship game. So yeah, we're pretty excited for him. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, we're gonna definitely revisit this team. We should know a little bit more about injuries, probably firm up our minds a little bit more as well, especially knowing exactly who Buffalo's gonna be playing. Would help, but as of right now, I really do like the way that we're putting this team together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And there's obviously a lot of ways to go on a lot of these teams. You know, a lot of other guys were pretty interesting. We did eat some chalk with CeeDee Lamb, with Tyreek Hill. You can get more creative at those spots without having to get too crazy. Like there are a lot of guys you can play on Miami. Hill might not even be that chalky.
Yeah, in all honesty, if you wanted to make this like pretty even more unique, for better or for worse, you move Tyreek to HN, and you can move Nico to Dalton Schultz, and you can probably get and play CMC.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a pretty good way to, like, that's how you can play your CMC and CeeDee Lamb together, because you're just so unique everywhere else.
Right, right. It would be, I mean, having a Lamar, CMC, CeeDee Lamb team that's different in almost every other way gives you probably enough you know enough unique pieces that you can get away with playing those three guys who are going to be some of the highest owned guys in the contest. But sure. they're also probably, I mean, there's a reason. It's because they're the most likely to score the most points. So I do think you want Lamar and CMC on some teams together. You want CD and CMC on some teams together. You want probably all three on some teams together, but you do
for sure
need to think about what you're doing there. Yeah. So for audio listeners, we ended up with Lamar Jackson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Kyren Williams, Rashee Rice, CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek Hill, Brandon Ayuk, Nico Collins, Devontae Smith, David Njoku, Chase McLaughlin, Bills defense, so. Packers, and Steelers as our two hard fades.
We do recommend you check back in with us on Tuesday when we run this lineup again, or just run this team by the Ship Jason crew. I don't think it's going to change, but I don't know, man. Like, maybe something comes out that Sam Laporte is fine, or AJ Brown is not going to play, and then we have to think about some things, right? So I do recommend that you guys come and hang out there as well, just to see how this team is going to evolve. We're probably going to build another team there too. But yeah, this is what we've got for now.
And that is where you will get the full Boomer Opto. Hassan has been putting in the hours at the Sizzler, doing his research. Well, when he can get there between having to go into the doctor and sit next to the boomers on their phones.
Yeah.
Or something.
Me and the boomers having a good time at the doctor's office too, baby.
That's right. We gave some hints. I mean, you don't, you know, Lamar, CD, CMC.
I think Lamar, maybe not. Lamar, yeah, actually. Tyreek is one, right? So, Nico's another, right? So you'll get the full fledged Boomer Opto fairly soon, guys.
Definitely.
Just have to lock in on the hard fades and lock in on the soft fades, and the rest falls together.
Definitely. So come check that out on Tuesday on the Ship Chasing channel. We'll be on with those guys. So yeah, that'll be a fun time. This is a lot of fun. Definitely a fun contest. Definitely you want to get yourself in. They have a $35 one if you're not looking to drop $200, but it's a lot of fun. So, all right. Thanks everyone for hanging out, and we will talk to you later.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.